This one of the shahs that come up in the summer weeks is making ice or taking ice cubes and melting them. Is it mutter or not? So without getting into the different reasons of why it should be mutter asa, there are different sugyas that discuss this. It seems that l'chatchila, one should not take something which is frozen and melt it for its liquid. I mean, if I would take ice, I just want the ice to melt, I put it into the sink and it will melt in the sink, go down the drain, there's no iser to do that. To take the ice, to put it in a cup, an empty cup, so that the ice should melt in the cup so that I could drink that cold liquid, that's a question in the Baiskim, and therefore l'chatchila we do not do that. B'dievre, if it was done, one could use it. If he has other drinks to drink, maybe better to drink the other drinks, but b'dievre one will be able to use that. The best way to do it is like what the Gemara says, to take the ice cubes and put it into your liquid and let it melt into the liquid. You put it into the soda or the juice and then it melts into the juice. That's not a problem at all. If I bring out a bowl of ice cubes and then at the end there's some liquid left over on the bottom of the bowl, which melted by itself, so that's also in the question of whether one should use it or not. Over here there's more room to be makel, because it wasn't being melted for the liquid, there's just some liquid left over. The a similar case to this. There's room to be makel over there. But to take the ice cubes, to put it into an empty cup, to with kavana, you're melting it for the liquid, that the chatchili should not do. What some people do is they put a little liquid on the bottom of the bowl of ice cubes so that it will melt into the liquid that's there already, and then it will be mutter to drink it. A similar case to this is, let's say you have your chicken or meat Friday night, you put it in the fridge, and the liquid congeals. Now it turns thick. So Shabbos morning, one would want to warm this up, and by warming it up, it goes from that congealed stage to liquid. It melts back down into a liquid. So again, the best thing would be is if you take the chicken out, shake off that congealed gravy or whatever it is, and just heat up the chicken alone, of course, in a mutter way, as we've discussed when we learned the halachas of Bishul, to warm the chicken. However, if there's a situation where one needs to eat this, there's not enough food if not for this chicken or meat, or someone wants to eat specifically this and it's not enough just to warm up the chicken alone, they need it with that gravy, so then there'll be room to be made. That's about melting it from a ice or a solid stage to liquid. How about the other way, taking liquid, making ices on Shabbos? So again, this is also a long discussion in many different paiskim, and therefore we pass in there, of course, the chatchil, one should try to prepare their ice cubes and their ices from before Shabbos. However, if on Shabbos there's a litzarech, you're having guests walking in from far, and they're going to be hot, and they're going to need those ice cubes, so one will be able to make it on Shabbos for Shabbos. Or if it's hot in the house or whatever, if there's a litzarech, that will be mutter. But if it's not such a great litzarech, so then again it would be better not to. Okay, good job.